You're listening to the TJ and Jody's House Podcast on the Ace and TJ Family.
Watch or listen to the latest episode of TJ and Jody's House, Mondays after 12 noon. Catch up on the latest from America's favorite couple. It's TJ and Jody's House, available now on acetj.tv or the Ace and TJ Family app.
If you want to lose weight the safe, effective way, then you need Calitrin. Calitrin is not a drug, but it's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it today at toploss.com. Toploss.com. It's Calitrin.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
Hi. Welcome to TJ and Jody's house.
Hi.
Hello.
So, this is a big deal. Because today we're on two live platforms at the same time, right? Did that work out, Mr. Todd, where yep. we're on?
So far, yep.
What are we on? The Facebook and the ACTJ.TV, YouTube, whatever?
YouTube and Facebook.
All right, we're live. If you're listening to this without the video, then none of this matters to you. Or if you're listening and watching sometime other than right now, which is Monday at 11 a.m. Eastern, then that doesn't matter to you either. That's what you call on demand, right?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so Jody is not here today. She had to take our son to the doctor for something, to oversee something that he was supposed to handle with the doctor by himself. We'll get into all of that. So my daughter is here to take Jody's place because she really didn't have a choice, I don't think. Didn't your mom just say, you need to go do the podcast with your daddy?
Yeah, no choice.
Mm-hmm. So, by the way, Lainey's going to be doing, sitting in for me in case I don't make it out of the doctor in time, which, there was no way she was going to be coming in here today, no matter what. All right, so we have a lot to get into, but first, you need to know that Sweet Dreams Mattress and Furniture is the sponsor of TJ and Jody's House, the proud sponsor of TJ and Jody's House, and we are proud to have furniture from Sweet Dreams in our house. Our whole living room is Sweet Dreams furniture. Lainey's mattress that she uses at her apartment, which is no longer her apartment because she graduated from college, so she's got that mattress at home now. And she still says, the most comfortable mattress you've ever been on.
Yeah, I think about it every day. I miss that mattress.
Yeah, because it's in the storage right now until she gets her own apartment again, hopefully very, very soon. Very, 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 like maybe by the end of the show today.
Yeah. I agree. That would be really good.
So Sweet Dreams Mattress and Furniture, the way it works is you go in and you're dealing with great people, knowledgeable people, friendly people, nice people. And the furniture is so comfortable. People don't even want to get off of the chairs or out of the chairs when we're ready for them to go home when they're visiting. And like we said, the mattresses are great. And when you go to Sweet Dreams, you can go in and say, all right, I want this chair, but I want a different fabric. And they'll say, okay, well, here are all the fabrics. You pick out what you want, and we'll have it done for you. And then they do. And their delivery service is great. So everything is spectacular with Sweet Dreams Mattress and Furniture. And, if you need anything in the Charlotte, Lake Norman area, they can handle it. So everything from the time you walk in the door up until – the people walk away from your door from delivering the furniture is a great, great process. So go to acetj.com/mattress, acetj.com/mattress for Sweet Dreams Mattress and Furniture. And you know what, Lainey? That sounds like a sweet deal to me.
Sweet deal.
Yeah. You gotta say that at the end of their ads. There.
I like it.
Yeah. It's a thing.
That's sweet.
Sorry, I'm trying not to move this microphone so much because it squeaks. But yeah, Lainey is. Did you want to come in today, or did you just do it because your mom said you need to go in there and sit in.
Yeah, I don't mind ever. I always, anytime I come here, I put it on my resume.
You do?
Yeah. I'm like, oh, this will be good to add to the resume.
Uh-huh. And do you, like, you'll need a picture of yourself sitting there today because it's got the logo you created in behind you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I know.
So we can get a, what do they call a screen grab?
Yes.
We'll get of that so you can put that in your resume.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. All right. So we do have a report from Jody from the doctor's office about my son. And Lainey, you're not going to like it very much. Yeah. You're gonna maybe cringe some. All right. But that's a great thing to do. We entertain you with cringing news from a doctor's office. So we'll get to that in just a few minutes. Hang on.
TJ and Jody's house.
Ace and TJ Prime and Prime Plus members are winning prizes. Join Prime and enjoy doing nothing other than waiting to hear your name to win cash, prizes, experiences, and more with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Join Prime today through the Ace and TJ Family app, available in the Apple Store or through Google Play.
If you want to lose weight the safe, effective way, then you need Calitrin. Calitrin is not a drug, but it's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it today at TopLoss.com. TopLoss.com. It's Calitrin.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com. Today, every company is a technology company, but becoming a fully enabled digital workplace is not easy. That's why you have CompuCom to guide you, supporting you where you are today and igniting change for where you need to be in the future. Find out more at CompuCom.com.
TJ and Jody's house.
You know, it's weird. Whenever Lainey is in and taking Jody's place, I don't have to put the volume of the microphone as low as I do when Jody's here. So our volume is about the same.
Okay.
But when your mom's here, I have to run her microphone way down volume wise because she's so much louder.
You just get her fired up, so then she's trying to defend herself but defends herself loudly.
Okay, whatever. Whatever. All right, so Jody is not here because she is with our son at the doctor, because a few months ago he had something wrong with his toe, and it was very painful, and it, you know, it looked like it was infected. So he went to the doctor, and the doctor said, I don't think that's an ingrown toenail. You just have some kind of an infection, and gave him antibiotics. Well, he didn't take the antibiotics like he should have, like right on schedule and all of that. And so Jody was yelling at him constantly and all. And so then when it started looking normal, then it was still hurting. So, of course, you know, she got mad and says, because you didn't take the medicine right, and we're going to the doctor, and I'm going with you, and all of that. Well, that's where they are today. And a few minutes ago, I asked if there was an update, and she goes, yep.
Oh, no. When she says yep, it's bad.
Has to come back next Thursday to have complete nail removed.
Oh, no.
Ingrown toenail at the bottom. Rare, but happens, but won't completely heal until removed.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
So I guess that means instead of it being an ingrown toenail at the tip, that it's more toward the base of the nail that's ingrown. I don't know how that happens.
That's going to hurt so bad. Yeah.
I mean, I've had that done with ingrown toenails. I had to have my toenail, and I think he did too at one point.
Nail removed?
I think he did. Maybe I'm wrong, but I thought he did.
I've never heard of.
But maybe he didn't.
Nail removed.
Maybe he didn't. But yeah, they have to just basically start over.
Ew! But what? Oh my gosh!
I know.
Ew! I don't. Ew!
It's bad business.
Yeah,
it's a surgery. It's an outpatient surgery. Technically, they refer to it as that.
That kind of makes me want to throw up.
Yeah.
I won't even lie.
Bless his heart.
Yeah, that's poor guy. Mm-hmm. Oh. Well, at least he's going to get it fixed because it's been hurting so bad.
But that's one of those things that makes everybody cringe, like they, because you just imagine that being you and have, oh. So you think he's upset?
He's
pretty calm
upset.
About yeah. stuff, so.
He'll just be like, ugh. He'll probably be like, that's going to suck, and then he'll go, and then it'll be fine, but.
You think mom's mad at him? You know how she gets.
Yeah.
Well, you had to have done something to cause that.
She probably is going, so next time they tell you to take something, you need to do it on time. But
yeah, that infection would have been gone, and it wouldn't have been ingrown if you'd have taken that medicine.
Hope you learned your lesson.
Mm-hmm.
Poor guy.
Yeah. And he's fixed to go back to college. He's about to leave. He's only got, was it 2 more weeks?
New year, new toenail.
Oh.
Oh, God.
And he's going to have to be walking to class with that, and he's going to have to, I mean, it comes with a lot of maintenance. You got to soak it and put medicine and wrap it and, the bandages and all that stuff. Yeah.
How long does the, after the toenails, like how long is the recovery process?
Yeah, until it looks normal again? I don't know. I can't remember. Maybe 6 weeks. I don't know.
Oh.
Yeah.
Ew. Sorry. Bless poor guy. Him. Yeah, no offense, Aiden. I'm not meaning to say ew.
But maybe we'll cheer him up because Mr. Todd said take him these stickers.
I noticed that logo when I walked in.
So, like, is that? I did not realize Razor was a big deal.
Yeah, he has, I don't know if he's, I think he still does, the Razor mouse and keyboard, and they all light up. And,
yeah, I told him, take him the stickers.
And the does he have the chair? I don't know. But, yeah, he'll love that. That's so cute. Will.
See, this is, to think about, when I was 19, if somebody gave me a sticker, it would be important to me. I just can't imagine.
I think he'll enjoy it. He'll put it on his desk. No, not his new desk.
No, he won't.
He'll put it on his Xbox. He puts stickers on his Xbox.
Do you want one? There are two of them here.
That's okay. Thank you. That's for, I'm not a gamer.
Oh, this is a gamer thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Where did you get that?
Those are our new cameras.
Oh, mm-hmm. Y'all are fancy.
Right?
Yeah. And Mr. Todd said these new cameras cost $100. Yeah, I know.
How much did it cost? I'm like, damn, what number should I say? Mm-hmm.
Don't worry about it. Worry about it.
Yeah, your mom used to always say everything costs $4. When we first got married, we got this at Target. How much was? I think it was like $4.44 or something.
$4.44.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, I'll take those to Bubby and give him.
That'll cheer him up.
Uh-huh. Man, that is gonna suck. Especially when he's going back to school and he's gonna be walking everywhere.
I know.
Mm.
Ew.
Poor feller.
I know. Ew. I never thought they would have to take it out. I thought you were gonna be like, oh, they have to do, I mean, that is kind of a surgery, but I thought you were gonna be like, oh, he has to go to this
to the hospital.
Yeah.
Oh. No, you can get it cut off.
Yeah.
So where were you the other night and playing music bingo?
I was at the I cannot say the word. Brewery.
Yeah.
Over here. Am I allowed to say the name?
Sure, yeah.
It's called Hoptown.
Uh-huh.
And I went with my friend Anna Grace. I hadn't seen her in a while. Mm-hmm. And on Thursday nights, they have musical bingo. And I know every song ever. And I think there were like 4 rounds of it. And I was just kind of half playing. And then towards the end, there was a bingo card and it was all Elvis, Queen, and Prince songs. And I was like, all right, it's the end of the night and I'm going to win. I'm going to do it. I'm going to win. I'm going to take it seriously. So I turn it over and I'm marking out all the ones. And I think it was like 2 times I could have won. I needed Raspberry Beret to get bingo or Cream, both by Prince, and they never played. I was so close to winning, and I didn't
So they
win.
They play snippets of the song, and then if you have it on your card, you put a mark on it.
Yeah, I could have explained that better. Yeah, sorry. But yeah, they play the snippets of the songs, and then you mark it. But they were giving out, like, they called them Hoptown Bucks or something. Mm-hmm. And I think 5,000 Hoptown Bucks got you, let's say, one drink. But the round that I was playing, they gave out 1.2 million Hoptown Bucks. And I was like, all right, man. I might have to get someone to come pick me up if I win this.
You'd be one drink away from the devil. No. So it wasn't your fault. It was just the card. You just didn't have the card and the rotation, right? It's not like you didn't know the songs.
No, I knew the songs, but I was really close to winning, and I was so excited. I don't win like that. And things like that. So I was so excited.
But yeah, I mean, that's not like a raffle, though. You know, a raffle is just a game of chance, I guess.
Yeah.
But
that's a good.
But you have to know the song in order to put it down on the paper.
Yeah.
Right? Because they don't tell you what the song is.
Mm-mm. Oh, yeah. I want to go back. I guess I do it on Thursdays. I want to go back and do it again, but I don't know.
We'll see. You know, all women love they love bingo. All women love bingo. And the fact that you don't, but then you found a type of bingo that you do like. So
yeah,
it all works out.
It did.
Because Lainey's the only woman I've ever known that doesn't like bingo.
I've never heard that theory, like all women love bingo.
They do. They do. Trust me. You know I know all about that.
Mm-hmm.
What women do and don't do. I do.
Right.
Oh, Mr. Todd is just saying that because he knows he does a lot of women things. That's why he's saying that, because he likes mint chocolate chip ice cream and hard candy.
Oh, then Joseph. Joseph's a woman, too.
Yeah, Joseph's her boyfriend, her little boyfriend. And I thought Joseph was going to, he and I were supposed to have a little sit down this weekend, but he was too busy.
No, he actually said something about it yesterday. We were talking about how crazy weekends get, because he lives in Rock Hill in the week and does his job, and then he'll come back up here and spend time on the lake on the weekends. So he's busy on the weekends. And Friday we all went out to eat, my family, and then he came with us, and he was trying to talk to my dad, and then Aiden was like, we got back home, and he's like, we gotta go. All our friends are at the restaurant. We have to go. We have to meet them right now. And Joseph was like, I planned on talking to your dad, and Aiden was rushing me out the door.
Yeah, so they had business at the bar going on. And, you know, Aiden doesn't drink, one, because he's not old enough, and, you know, two, because he's a nerd.
No,
I'm kidding. He just doesn't drink. So he was ready to go hang out, and you thought that your mom and I were going.
Yeah.
Yeah. But
she made it sound like that, but,
but it was past 9 o'clock on Friday. And you know, we're watching Raymond in the bed on Friday nights at nine.
Watching what?
Everybody loves Raymond reruns. Oh, okay. Yeah. They do a marathon on Friday nights, and that's a big thing for us.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It is a big deal. Raymond's a good show.
Yeah. Talking about on TV Line, like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
King of Queens. Yeah.
I love King of Queens.
Mm-hmm.
Those are my favorite shows.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, see, it's a big Friday night.
Sounds like it.
But yeah, Joseph was like, he's like, I wanted to talk to your dad. I wonder if I could call him sometime this week. And I was like,
he surely can.
I'm sure you could.
Mm-hmm. He can call me.
Oh,
anytime. I just wish he would call me one day and tell me he's no longer an Alabama fan. That would be the call that I'm looking for. At any time. So what are you doing for today? You're leaving here, going to work out at the gymnasium.
Yep.
At the girls gym.
Yeah, the girl gym. No. And then I think I'm gonna read the rest of the day. And that's about it.
So you're not going to be out in the sunshine?
Yeah, I'll read in the sunshine.
Okay. And a few minutes ago, before the show started, she was kind of flexing on Mr. Todd about all the professional football players that she has met at the gym.
I haven't met them. I've just looked at their Instagrams.
But you said that Luke Kuechly used to talk to you up there at Jet all the time.
Yeah, I've always had a crush on him. And then I told him, or one day when I met him, I was like, I was talking to him. I was trying to act all cool. And then I was talking to him, and he goes, what are you getting into this weekend? And I said, I'm probably going on the lake. And he was like, oh, I wish I could go on the lake. And I was like, you could buy a boat right now in this gym and have, like, you can buy a boat and
have a on boat the lake. Come pick you up right now.
Yeah. You. Mm-hmm. I don't know why. He was so nice. I miss him.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever met him, Todd? Luke Kuechly?
No, that's the one. Oh, man.
Yeah.
That's the one I want to meet, though.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't sound right.
Todd crushes all over professional athletes.
I feel like most guys do.
Mm. Oh. See, that's why Lainey, I always thought, that Lainey could be a comedian or something one day, but she can't because she's too sweet. Even if she makes a joke about something, she feels badly about it. She's like, oh, I shouldn't have said it. It was that harsh. So she would never make it as a comedian.
Yeah, it's anxiety. It's not being sweet.
What's anxiety?
Social anxiety. Like, oh my gosh, I shouldn't have said that. Or, oh, and then like I'll say something, and then I'll just be sitting. I'll be laying down in bed, like about to take a nap. I'll have my eyes closed and be like, why did I make that joke? Oh my gosh, they hate me now. So
she has these funny observations about social media things.
Yeah.
But she won't really go for making fun of it on her social media because she doesn't want anybody to think that she's being a jerk.
Did you see the Little Miss ones?
Yeah,
that I did.
I did.
Aiden helped me with those, but that's as far as I go.
We did?
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well.
Are you still recording?
Yeah, we're still recording on the audio, which is
what. Do you want me I can check real quick. Oh, wait, I'm on my phone. So.
Mm. No, that's all right. We can just keep going because the audio is still going. I mean, and that's what people, the majority of people are getting is the audio. They don't watch it on the video.
Yeah. Stop.
Oh, yes, they do.
I know. I never read the comments, though, on the stuff. Unless a comment comes in during the regular old morning show, I don't see any comments like on this or the cooking show or any of that.
Mm, I do.
Yeah, I know. You'll let me know when there's something really bad on there.
Yeah, the only time I don't read the comments is when you post something political.
Yeah.
Because it upsets me.
Makes you nervous.
Yeah, I don't like it. Mm-hmm. I don't like it.
Because people are going to get mean about it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like that, but I'm also like, whatever, I guess, but I don't.
Or are you more concerned that I'm going to get canceled?
No, I don't care about that. You would have been canceled a long time ago if that was it. But I think cancel's stupid. Why does it affect you so much? Like, just move on. But anyway, I don't worry about you getting canceled. I don't like harsh comments to you.
Yeah, I wouldn't either. If my mom or dad did something in the public eye that people were, calling them out for or being mean about something or whatever.
Yeah. Makes me sad.
Yeah. Now it's making me sad.
Oh.
Now we're back on.
Oh, okay. We're back up on the video. And you think that was because the internet's in the building went out, Todd?
Yeah, the internet crapped.
Oh. Well, the internet crapped is the technical definition of the problem. What happened? But when did you learn that, Lainey, that you didn't want to see certain comments if I would post stuff about, you know, that you knew was going to get negative comments?
I don't know.
Were you little?
Yeah, probably. I mean,
because I used to do a lot more political stuff than I do now.
Yeah, but it was a different time.
Yeah.
So people didn't, you know, go after each other as much as they do now. So now that I see, I'm on TikTok a lot, and people are always being like, you shouldn't say that, you shouldn't do that. And then I'm like, okay, well, since Dad speaks not what the majority of people think online, yeah, I know that he's going to get backlash. I don't like confrontation, mm-hmm, and I don't like,
yeah,
all of that.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, there are, and I think when I do something that's make a political post or something, I think that there are way more people who are nice about it than who aren't.
Okay. That's good.
Yeah, because the ones who wouldn't like that have probably already, you know, written me off or whatever. Yeah. But there are always the ones that come in like that. And sometimes I find it interesting and I enjoy it, going back and forth and arguing. It's only when they're not being so nasty about it, where you can actually have a conversation. That's what I like.
Yeah.
Is when you disagree with somebody and then you can actually have a conversation and go back and forth. But at the same time, I look at it like there's no way I'm going to change their minds and they're not going to change mine. So why bother?
Yeah.
You know. But it's just the fun of it sometimes. The what do they call it? The engagement.
Mm, you like seeing that little notification button come up on Instagram. Like, oh, I just got 4 new comments. Mm,
it's the engagement. I'm being engaged. Look at that. They're engaging me. Yeah. So what exactly is your title of degree?
Bachelor of Science.
Mm-hmm. So you're a scientist.
I'm a biologist. No, public relations. So, mm-hmm. Bachelor of Science in Social Science. Yes.
Do you even know?
No, I just know it was, well, at graduation, they were like, stand up if you have Bachelor of Arts, Bachelor of Science. And I was like, what? I looked at the girl next to me and I was like, what do we have? What is that? And she's like, you're science. I was like, wow. Oh my gosh, I can say I have a bachelor's.
Yeah, you have a BS.
Yep, that's funny. Mm-hmm. BS.
And so you're going to do marketing and public relations and things like that?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Try my best. Yeah.
So if I did say something to get a whole big uproar that was a public relations nightmare,
mm-hmm,
would hire somebody like you to come in and try to fix it, because you like that. What's it called?
Crisis communication and crisis something. Yeah, mm-hmm. It's something with crisis. But yeah, I, as much as I don't like conflict, crisis management and whatever is so interesting to me. And I don't know, since I went to Belmont University, and that's in that's in Nashville, and it's a music arts school kind of. So I took a class called PR in the music business, and they talked about like when Travis Scott, his whole festival that he had, mm-hmm, went to chaos.
Yeah.
So the final project for that class was to talk about how you would handle, if you were on Travis Scott's PR team, how you would handle the situation that was going on. And I just was like, this is really cool.
So do you think it's because you don't like conflict and all that, but that doesn't really have anything to do with being a crisis management, you know, PR person, because you're not the one out front having to apologize and make, you know, the statements and all of that. You're the one telling them to go do, this is what we need to do, this, this, and this, and it's all behind the scenes. So nobody's going to come back and go, Lainey, you're wrong, and you're the reason why all of these, you know, people are sick, or they, you know, are injured, or all that stuff.
Yeah, I guess that's true. I'm not in the front of it. Mm-hmm. I didn't cause it.
Right, so you're just, you know, the one in the back going, oh, I wouldn't take that. Yeah. Don't let him talk to you like that.
I'm like, oh, if that was me, he would not be doing that. And then does nothing when it comes time to yeah.
All right, cool. Well, we got to take a break. We'll be right back. Hang on.
More from TJ and Jody's house next.
TJ's Fanatico's now have a podcast just for them called the TJ Fanatico Podcast. Each weekday, it's the next TJ Fanatico Top 10, and you won't want to miss a single episode. Get the latest the TJ Fanatico Podcast weekdays after 10 a.m. on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
If you want to lose weight the safe, effective way, then you need Calitrin. Calitrin is not a drug, but it's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it today at TopLoss.com. TopLoss.com. It's Calitrin.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise, it's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com. Today, every company is a technology company, but becoming a fully enabled digital workplace is not easy. That's why you have CompuCom to guide you, supporting you where you are today and igniting change for where you need to be in the future. Find out more at CompuCom.com.
Let's go. It's TJ and Jody's house on the Radio Button Network.
Yeah, it is. Jody isn't here today. She had a she had to take our son to the doctor because he got a bad toe. I don't know. and he's going to have the whole the entire nail removed on his big toe. He's got a rare ingrown toenail. It's at the bottom part of the nail as opposed to the tip of the nail, which is I've never heard of. Because that part, does that even grow?
Yeah, that. Oh, wait.
Which part?
The down toward the base of the, yeah, I guess it does. Yeah, it pushes out like
yeah.
That.
Yeah, because, yeah.
Right, but.
See where mine grows. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But usually an ingrown toenail is caused by when you cut it right in a round shape. And then when it grows down into the skin. But I don't know. Either way, I'm guessing that's going to be quite a copay.
My favorite story of Aiden. Aiden's had always, he's got. His feet, his poor feet. My favorite Aiden foot story is, that sounds disgusting, but he.
He's got fallen arches.
Yeah, he's got fallen arches, and, but there was one time he gave himself athlete's foot because he was putting his socks on right after he got out of the shower.
Oh, yeah.
He was too little to know, but that makes me laugh.
Yeah, how old was he? He was like 6 or 7.
Oh, I didn't know that even happened until like last year.
Yeah.
Like my feet are still wet. Let me put my socks on.
I don't even know how he did it. Do you ever try to put socks on when your feet are wet?
No.
It's pretty difficult.
Maybe he thought that's how socks just that's all, that happened all the time.
Do you ever try to put on jeans with wet feet?
Mm. Have you ever tried to put on leggings with wet feet?
Yes. It's terrible.
Sure.
It is awful. Mm-hmm. So, Lainey, thank you for coming in and sitting in for your mama.
You're welcome.
She's out there running around now, just bebopping and scatting all over the place. Oh, I got the day off. I'm going to go have some fun.
She does love to bebop and scat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's a funny word.
So, when we're wrapping up the TJ and Jody's house normally, and I say, well, what are you doing for the rest of the day? And she'll go, none of your business. Or, you really want to know all the details? I'm running errands. I'm doing my thing.
She goes,
mm-hmm. If she asked me that, and I said, mind your business. You don't need to know where I'm going.
Your daddy's own one.
Own one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And she always says, if if I say something she doesn't like, or if it sounds grumpy or whatever, she'll just always go, "You need to go to bed." Like, well, it's 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Well, still, you need to go to bed.
She told me that last night. I came in and I was like, and I was talking, and she was like, go to bed. Go to bed. Like, she didn't even respond to what I was saying. She was like, yeah, go to bed. I'm going to watch my shows. You go to bed. Okay.
Yeah. She was talking about when we were out yesterday. Yeah, I'm going to go home, and I'm going to I'm so excited. I'm going to get my pajamas, and I'm going to watch whatever the show was from Friday night. Just the Friday night's episode. I think it was that Honey Boo Boo.
Yeah.
Honey Boo Boo show or whatever. So yeah, she's got the plans, and you don't mess up her show.
Mm-mm.
Can't be doing that.
No, I watch Real Housewives of Beverly Hills with her. That's the one we watch together. Because yeah. She goes, I know you like their clothes and stuff. I said, yeah, I do. I like to see what they're wearing.
Yeah. But you liked some of those shows. Is that the only one?
I like that one. I like the Summer House one she watches. I really like that one. I don't know what else. My attention span is not very long.
Yeah. Well, I can't believe that you like any of them. I thought you were more like I am. But I don't even know who you are.
I don't even want to hear it, because sometimes I'll have the Kardashians playing just to play it, and I look over and you're like, they're stupid, and then you're just on the TV until it hits commercial. So I don't want to hear it.
Like, I'm interested in it?
Yes.
Yeah, right, Lainey. Whatever.
Glued to it.
Whatever.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, that's it. TJ and Jody's house for this week is over, or as we say in the broadcast business, it's in the can. Now, that's not a dirty reference. It just means it's done and put away and it's complete in the can. All right. Lainey, thank you so much for stopping in and sharing one with another.
Oh,
and you have fun at your little workout. Don't lift too much weight on your deadlifts. I know you're getting pretty strong. Okay.
Good.
All right. Hey, I love you.
I love you.
Daddy loves you, darling.
It's TJ and Jody's house on the Radio Button Network.
The Ace and TJ podcast and radio show is new every weekday starting at 7 a.m. Eastern and airs 24 hours a day on the Ace and TJ family stream on the Ace and TJ family app. Get the show plus exclusive daily Ace and TJ family shorts like 60-second stories, the good news, the music update, and more. Download the new Ace and TJ family app and listen to the show plus the new Ace and TJ family shorts anytime, every day.
If you want to lose weight the safe, effective way, then you need Calitrin. Calitrin is not a drug, but it's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it today at toploss.com. Toploss.com. It's Calitrin.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com. Today, every company is a technology company, but becoming a fully enabled digital workplace is not easy. That's why you have CompuCom to guide you, supporting you where you are today and igniting change for where you need to be in the future. Find out more at CompuCom.com. It takes more than just a great room to make a great hotel. The Hyatt Centric South Park is a great hotel. Yes, spectacular rooms, two great restaurants, every type of meeting room you would ever need, and a fantastic location. Find out more at acetj.com/Hyatt.
Create an unforgettable experience with the Cabarrus Arena. Learn more at CabarrusArena.com. Weddings, banquets, shows, expos, they do it all at the Cabarrus Arena. Learn more at CabarrusArena.com.